G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, February 9. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, we're really getting stuck into it now. We've got the first Group 1 of the new season. It has assembled a big and intriguing high-quality field. And then we've got some big cash on offer in Sydney as well.
Yeah, as you said, starting to heat up. Very exciting weekend. Four big two-year-old races, the two sort of major lead-ups towards the Blue Diamond, and a couple of decent races in Sydney, including the inaugural running of the $2 million Inglis Millennium. Seems to be a race in two, if the betting is to be correct, with Accession and Dawn Passage dominating the betting there. But as you said, first Group 1, or stakes, really good race. Kemantari's a pretty warm favourite, but yeah, certainly not a one-horse race. There's a few hopes.
All right, we'll take you right through the black type at Caulfield, and there is plenty of it. There are eight black type races. Starting in race two, Kevin Hayes Stakes, 1,200 metres for three-year-old fillies at Group 3 level.
You have to stick with Crack the Code. Both wins this time in have been very good. She did it the tough way last time, so it wasn't as brilliant as the fresh win, but she sat wide and was too good, and I think she'll handle 1,200 fine. So she's on top. I thought number 10, Princess Jenny, it's a nice sort of filly, really bolted in with her maiden win, second up. She returns here off a nice trial earlier in the week at Cranbourne. I think she can measure up. Nine Zubo, the stablemate to Crack the Code, unbeaten two from two. And she beat a couple of handy ones at Sandown in that second victory. And number two, Futu, who, if she finds her third in the Silver Shadow behind Fiesta first up in the spring, she will go very close. But she was disappointing after that.
Crack the Code for me too, Joel, to beat Zubo, News Girl and Tropezina, 3981. Race 3 at Caulfield on Saturday, mypunter.com Bellmain Stakes for the older mares at Group 3 level over 1200.
A bit of a tricky affair. I've gone with the class I Am a Star. She does usually improve with a couple of runs under the belt, but I think her first up run in the Orish Star last prep and then her subsequent second up run went third in the Cockrum, I think those efforts pretty well go close to winning this, so she doesn't have to be right at the top of her game. She's a really good mare, and I'll put her on top, but it is a bit of a trap race. Seven, Just Highfalutin, really good ride, got this home down the straight last start. She's just building a really good record, isn't she? 10 Cornella finishes from 14 runs. Four, Tally Play, but we haven't seen the best of her. She had a good spring, two from three, including a stakes race, and five, Princess of Queens, looks the other main hope coming through the Australia Stakes.
Yeah, I put Tilly Play on top, number four from Just Highfalutin, Furyk, and I Am a Star for fourth, 4761. Race four is the Schweppes Rubiton Stakes, 1100 Group 2. And with the scratching of Sandbar to run in Sydney, there's only seven left in this, Joel, but intriguing. The return of both Nature Strip and Voodoo Lad in different stables.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting here with Nature Strip drawn one. Jungle Edge, we know, can go pretty quick. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Nature Strip does, where either he holds the, tries to hold the front or tries to take the sit. He'll probably take the sit, Jungle Edge will come across, but could be a tactical affair, but I've gone Nature Strip. He should be too quick, I would have thought, first up. One, Voodoo Lad will be charging, though. Really good fresh record. Six Quinella finishes from seven starts, so he's going to be charging at the line. Three, Jungle Edge to hold on, and eight, Tavasan. Interesting to see how he returns. Been jumping out quite well. Just interested to see what sort of distance range they aim him towards this prep, but to kicking him off at 1,100, he'll certainly bear close watching.
Yeah, I've just had a roll of dice on Tavasan here. Obviously needs to step up several levels on the form of last campaign to beat your Voodoo Lads and Nature Strips, but I just can't have Nature Strip at $1.50 first run out of the Weir Stable. You know, Wednesday at Sandown, I rated four or five ex-Weir horses as good chances. None of them won. So I just think that is a query at that sort of price anyway. In fact, I'll probably be looking on, given that this is not a race in the main quaddy. I don't really think I'll be betting, but I'm with Tavasan to beat Voodoo Lad, Nature Strip, and I chucked in the resuming Camdus for fourth, 8126. Race five, Ladbrokes Blue Diamond Prelude for the Colts and geldings. Joel, and the general perception is that the fillies have got the colts covered down in Melbourne for the Blue Diamond, and I can't see Saturday's racing really changing that opinion.
No, well, it's going to be up to one of these colts to put their hand up and show how good they are. We've got two who are undefeated, the only two winners in the race up the top, and I'm with one of them. I'm with the one at double figures, number one Hawker Hurricane, at around $10. Don't see any reason to jump off him. I liked him at Ballarat. He just got the job done. He was strong late. That Ballarat clockwise classic form has been a bit mixed since its inception, but stablemate Al Burke was fourth in the preview a couple of weeks ago, so yeah, form's holding up okay, and yeah, I think he's a pretty talented colt, so I'm more than happy with $10 each way. 7 Exeter, I think, is going to be an improver. Could possibly want blinkers and a touch further, but not dropping off him off the first start. I thought he hit the line okay. In for third, at number 3, Aussie. Comes through what should be a decent race at Randwick. Chasing Dawn Passage, no match for him, but he's favourite to win the English Millennium. I think he'll take good benefit from that run, Aussie. And 2, I'm Immortal, as mentioned. He's the other unbeaten colt, won the preview, very professional, and has stacks of pace.
Yeah, I'm with I Am Immortal from the other unbeaten one, Hawker Hurricane. Hull got put in for third, beaten in a maiden first up, but was fairly short there, so clearly he's shown something. And one of the first starters for fourth, Groot. So that's 2, 1, 5, and 8. The fillies, well, there's more of them. There's 16 in the fillies heat, only 10 in the males. And, this will sort a few out, Joel, and no doubt the winner of this race, unless there's a tragedy beaten in the race, will be favourite for the Blue Diamond after Saturday.
Yeah, you'd think so, unless they really get behind Loving Gabby, who was very good last week. But yeah, if one of these fillies can really stand up and be dominant over the other two, then you would think they would have favouritism. We speak of Catch Me, Athery, and Brooklyn Hustle. I've gone with Athery, number 5. The Godolphin filly looked really good on debut at Rose Hill, just ran past Accession, and that colt has well and truly franked the form since. Really nice recent trial. I think she's going to be very hard to beat. So she's on top from 1 Catch Me, who we've seen first up from a break, win the preview, covered a bit of ground and was just too strong there. She should get a lovely run from barrier 3. I've split the 3 good ones up. I'll put Brooklyn Hustle in for 4th, who was outstanding on debut. Really like the jump outs of number 14, Miss Alina. Tough task on debut, no doubt, but you're getting 50-1, and I'll certainly be having a couple of dollars each way on her. Her 2 jump out wins at Cranbourne have been very good, and quite often the last few years we've seen Robbie Griffiths produce a horse in either the preview or the prelude that have run quite well. Maybe this filly will be it. So 5 from 1, 14 at odds, and then 6.
I'm on the Brooklyn Hustle bandwagon from Catch Me and Ethereum for 4th. I have put in Liar, coming off a win only at Sale, but did beat a highly rated type. Had no luck on debut. Numbers are 6, 1, 5, and 8. Race 7, Highland Race Colours Autumn Stakes for the 3-year-olds, a Group 2 at 1,400 metres.
Yeah, I found this very difficult to sort out. I changed my mind about 10 times, and yeah, I could have had 8 or 9 picks here. We've got 4 runners having their first start for new yards, which just makes it even trickier. I've ended up going 5 Dealmaker. I like the fact Chris Wallace sent him down here. I think that tells me that he thinks he's an Australian Guineas horse, so he should have freshness in his legs rather than necessarily getting out towards the 2,000 metre trip to be his main target. He was very good first up against the older horses, probably should have won. Wasn't an overly strong race against older horses, it must be said. There wasn't a lot of depth to it, but he probably should have won. And stays at 1,400, that's a query, but as I said, very tough race. I've lent his way from 1 Ring-a-ding-ding. Will improve with the run, no doubt, but just got better and better through that spring prep. 8 in for 3rd, Secret Blaze, who I was following through the spring, and he ran a couple of nice races, including that 3rd in the Carbine Club. He'll be fitter for this run, but certainly keeping him safe. And 6 Declares War I've put in, unbeaten with the blinkers on 3 from 3. That was a really good win at Flemington last start. Obviously back in distance off a bit of a freshen, but this is the wide quaddy leg for me.
Yes, although I am with you, with Dealmaker to beat Social Spin, who was comprehensive last time, Ring-a-Ding-Ding and Declares War. So my number's 5416. The big one is race 8, Ladbrokes, CF4 Stakes, 1400 metres, standard weight for age, group 1, half a million.
I'm with the Godolphin team here. I'm with the favourite, Kamentari. Didn't win through the spring, but had a really good prep. And that Memsey run, where he trekked wide and just kept launching late and just went down to Humidor, was very good. He was excellent first up, chasing Pirata in the Missile, before coming down here eventually, as I said, ran well in the Memsey. Been trialling well, good draw. I think he's going to be very hard to hold out. I think the stablemate's big odds, 8 best of days, $17. Everything we saw of him in his first Australian campaign was really good, and obviously it culminated in that Group 1 win, where he had the 52, so he was well, much better placed, obviously weight for age up to the 59 here, and first up. He should have won first up last prep, though. So I think he's overs. 2 Redkirk Warrior I thought was pretty good first up. I was a bit of a wait and see with him at the Valley, but he attacked the line well. I thought every bit as good as Land of Plenty, and he's 4 times his price just about, and Land of Plenty I've got in for 4th, who was very good at the Valley. He's got a really good second up record. So 4.827 for me.
Yes, well, the winner of this race basically over the last 16 years has either been first up or has been coming off a trifecta finish at in that Australia Stakes or whatever the whatever it's been called over the years, the Group 2 at Moonee Valley on Australia Day weekend. And I'm with you. I'm very much in the Kamentari camp here, and I've got Land of Plenty, which is, of course, one of those ones from the Australia Stakes, in for second. Whispering Brook, who, of course, won that Australia Stakes. And they, of course, they do both have the asterisk against them, having changed stables, and best of days, I'm with you as well. Good value there for 4th. So I've got 4, 7, 16, and 8. Could be another wide quaddy leg unless you just go Blanc Kamentari. Speaking of Blanc, I think there might be a bit of a Blanc coming up here in race 9, which is the JC Swift Hodges TS Carline Cup. It's for 4-year-olds and up over 1600 metres at Group 3 level.
Yeah, well, I think there's probably 2 key hopes here, and I think we'll go head-to-head with our best bet, but I'd be surprised if one of the 2 didn't win, Avilius or Night's Watch, and I will make a little bit of a case for Sikandarabad, who I might throw into my quaddy for a bit of value, but I've gone Night's Watch. Just banking on Avilius's 2-mile prep, maybe taking a bit of sharpness out of the legs for first up, but it is a mile, and we saw him at the mile first up, his first win in Australia, just arrogant and with a really good turn of foot too. So either one of them can win, but I like Night's Watch. He was very good early in that spring prep. He was very good at Flemington, chasing the answer, my friend, went to Caulfield and won, and then of course placed in a fee and worked his way through to a Caulfield Cup. So I've gone 6 to beat 4. 8 Sikandarabad was really good first up. He had a nice first campaign in Australia. He won a couple of benchmark races. They got him up in distance and class. He placed in a Metrop. He might just have come back a bit better and a bit sharper this time in, because he was very good 1400 first up. 7 Call Me Handsome might be an improver out to a mile. He had a tough run last start, so he goes in for 4th. Nice little race to finish off.
Avilius for mine, as you alluded to, made Avilius my best. So impressive over the distance first up last campaign, and that was the Australian debut. They do normally improve at their second prep in Australia, these Waller ones in particular, which it is not, of course. It is Godolphin, but Cummings going every bit as well. And 9, I'm a Princess, I've got for second. 10, Bring Me Roses for third, and your one, Night's Watch, I've got in for 4th, number 6. 4, 9, 10, 6, best is race 9, number 4, Avilius, and my value bet was one that you will approve of, Joel, and that is race 7, number 5, Dealmaker.
My best, well, is Night's Watch, as alluded to. We go head-to-head there. Just because I couldn't find something else earlier in the card that to make my best, and he's been a good horse to me, so I've made him my best. My value is Hawker Hurricane. Happy with the $9 or $10 each way for him. And, yeah, just an absolute roughie for the Phillies Prelude. If you're going tries and first fours, you're probably going to need a roughie to spice things up, and maybe you can throw in that Miss Alina.
All righty. Warwick Farm, unusually, is the Saturday venue, and they've
splashed a bit of cash, have the Inglis company their base there at in Western Sydney, and we start in the first, because as you mentioned, there are two big two-year-old races. Well, one's probably bigger than the other, but one, the big one is restricted. This one is unrestricted. It's the Darley Lonro Plate Race 1 at listed level over 1,100 metres.
Going with the first starter here, number 7, Steel Diamond. I've quite liked her trial. She's a full sister to Graf. Cost $320,000. She had one trial in the spring where she was placed. Trainer Rick Worthington tipped her out. Just thought she wasn't quite mature enough to press on for a Magic Millions campaign. She has returned two trial wins, blinkers on, Jason Collett aboard both times. Tough race to kick off in, obviously against the match hardened, I guess, to some degree, number one, Time to Rain, who's two from two. She's the half two Golden Slipper winner, She Will Rain, and is going to be very hard to catch. Two Bivouac in for third, comes through that race at Dawn Passage 1. First up was pretty good there, and three Cosmic Force in for fourth was pretty good, winning on debut at Newcastle.
We skip across to race 4, the Aquas Farm Eskimo Prince Stakes, 1,200 metres for three-year-olds at Group 3 level.
Interesting to see the return of Brutal, 3 from 3. I think he was favourite for the Caulfield Guineas and might have even been favourite for the Coolmore. And Connections bypassed both races to save him for the autumn. I think number 6, Gem Song, can give him a real run for his money, though. I think he's going to be one of the three-year-olds that can improve sharply from their spring to their autumn campaigns. Just liked what I saw from him in that sort of brief spring prep. Recent trial was really nice. Jason Collett, barrier one. $8 looked better when markets went up. I think he might be into $5 now. So that's just nipped away at the value a little bit, but we'll stick with him on top from two Brutal. One Sandbar, who's fourth in the Golden Rose, reads very well. He had a pretty good spring prep. And number 8, Purple Sector, won't be winning, but I think he'll be a force in maybe some of the staying races later on. Watch him hitting the line. We'll throw him in for fourth.
Race 5 at Warwick Farm on Saturday is the Inglis Sprint for three-year-olds. It is worth $1 million. It's over 1,100 metres, and this week sees the return in winning post of our feature wraparounds, and the features concerned on the inside front of the paper this week, both concerning the big seven-figure races at Warwick Farm this Saturday. Yours is one, Joel, which we will discuss very shortly, but Richo has done a quick Q&A with the very entertaining Albury trainer Mitchell Beer, and he's got Logan River here. Certainly, if you're reading the Q&A, you wouldn't have too much confidence, and he is indeed a $51 chance. Won at Sapphire Coast last Saturday, and the intention was to back him up on the Sunday, but then the light bulb went off and Mitch realised that, in fact, he had run an English race as a two-year-old, and isn't there a three-year-old race coming up? And there is, and so he's in it for $1 million. But obviously, as I said, bit of a long shot. Where have you gone here?
Well, the market says it's a race in two, and I've gone that Quinella, 7 and 8, to Gun Fillies, Esther Jarb and Fiesta. I've lent to Fiesta. She'd never really let me down in the spring, sort of was with her the whole time. She only won once, but next three runs she was just so game and just probably came to the end of it in the 1,000 guineas. She's trialled up really well for this. Glyn Schofield to ride. Hugh Bowman just not riding 54 at the moment. She's going to be very hard to beat. Esther Jarb, of course, we haven't seen since the Golden Slipper win last year. She had a little setback in the spring, so they pulled the pin. Where's she at? That's the question mark. We've seen her trial once, and she went about two or three strides and got rid of Brenton Abdullah. So very interesting to see what the betting's going to say. The market's opened up. I think they were both 350. Now they're both 370, so nothing between them. But I'm 8 to beat 7-1. Royal Celebration in for third. 1,100's as short as he wants, but he's drawn to get a good smother and charge late. And 12, Evelina. Nice trial against Miss Fabulous, and she showed a fair bit of talent last prep.
Race 6 at Warwick Farm on Saturday is the Yarraman Park Breeders' Classic Group 2, 200,000. It is for mares, 4 years old and up. The bad news for Cool Passion and Egyptian Symbol is that only once has it been won by a mare over the age of five. They've all been four-year-olds or five-year-olds. The field here is headed and giving 3.5 kilos to them all by the former Winx, which was Egg Tart. You remember she was Winx for a while there. But she's at about $15, and it's all about champagne cuddles, Joel.
Yeah, no, I've gone her way. I was a little knock on her first up down the straight, 1,000 metres with that big weight. She ran well. She was a bit of an easing favourite. But I thought she ran well enough to suggest she'd be right to go second up. She'd never won second up, but she'd been placed all three. One of those was a very close defeat in the spring to Shamook in the Golden Pendant. Well placed, a kilo above the minimum. I think she's the one to be with on Saturday. Three Egyptian Symbol, I think, can finish second again for the third year running. She's come off Magic Millions Day runs at the last 2 years. This time she's coming off a win. It was a brilliant win too in the Magic Millions Sprint, coming from last and just rounding up her rival. So she can run well again. Too Cool Passion, little inconclusive last prep in terms of her early runs, but then she went bang and won a couple of Group 3s at the end of her campaign. Thought she could show up fresh, and 8 Slow Burn might be the roughie. She's been given a bit of a freshen since her latest run. Hasn't had much go right in those two runs back from a decent spell. She's trialled quite well into this, so she might be the one at a bit of a price to include.
Race 7 is the richest race in Australia on Saturday. Just incredible the proliferation we have now of races worth millions. This is the Inglis Millennium for 2-year-old graduates of Inglis Sales, and it is worth $2 million. It's over 1,200 metres.
Again, the market likes two horses here, as they do in the Inglis Sprint for the 3-year-olds. And again, I'm with that Quinella, Accession, Dawn Passage. I've gone with Accession. Look, gate 14 is a bit of a worry, but if you're going to draw wide, you might as well do it 1200 Warwick Farm, long straight run. Hugh Bowman aboard, as mentioned earlier, he got beaten by A Theory first up, has won his next two, including the Inglis Nursery, which is usually a good form race, and then put a gap on his rival's last start. So I've gone his way to beat 2 Dawn Passage, who won a trial and then let down with a super turn of foot to win at Randwick. That was just really impressive. 3 Castelvecchio, as you mentioned, done the feature story surrounding him and his trainer Richard Litt. Good luck to connections with him. Outstanding debut win. This son of Done Deal. He's going to have to give them a start again, but he looks talented. And 12 Pretty Brazen. I think she's desperate for 1200. She was pretty good in the Blue Diamond preview after just getting nailed on debut by Microphone. As I said, 1200 is going to be right up her alley.
Yes, well, and in a bit of collegiate spirit, I've made my roughie Castelvecchio for Saturday, our roughie on page 4 of Winning Post, which has enjoyed a resurgence of form in recent weeks at about $21. Well, Joel, we have not covered either your best bet or your value bet because they are in a couple of the benchmark races, so tell us all about them.
Well, I'm sticking with Sondalon, race 9, number 5. He was my best a fortnight ago. He went under at $3.50. That was in the race that Dealmaker ran second in. He had a good enough run in the lead. Wasn't disgraced though, it was only edged out late. I just think he's going to be much fitter. And if he's going to progress to a better race, he probably should be winning this second up. And my value is Akasaki. He's come up around $21, race 3. Stack of pace in this race, going to suit him. Just forgetting his last two runs, heavy track and not a lot of luck, and then 1200, probably not his ideal distance. But go back 4 runs. Very close second to Easy Eddie reads well. I can see him flashing at them late, as long as he doesn't get too far back. But $21, I think it's a good play each way.
Alrighty, Morphettville, they are racing on the course proper on Saturday. James Jordan's Gems Nasib, race 3 for with Chris Caserta aboard, coming off a 4-timer on a 7-race card at Morphettville on Wednesday. Behave, race 6, number 5 for the informed Will Clarkin, and Picture Me Rolling for Jake Stevens, race 8, number 4. You had any thoughts about Morphettville, John?
No, I'll be giving Morphettville a wide berth on Saturday.
All right, well, Doomben, the venue for Queensland Metro Racing on Saturday. Fields generally not quite as big as we have been seeing in the Brisbane metro area, but still no doubt a bit of value around.
Yeah, hopefully we can get a bit of cash early. Best bet is race 2, number 2, Reckless Choice. Good return from him on Magic Millions Day in the Country Cup, and then went to Sydney and ran pretty well in that Dealmaker. Sondalon race, only beaten a length and a half. We're expecting that form to hold up okay on Saturday, so he should be very hard to beat, back to a class three. At Doomben, I'm pleased that Saxton Rock goes around. It just helps us get a better price because he was in the last race as well. And my value bet, found this a tough day to find a value bet, but I've gone for Bushy, race 8, number 8. He's drawn wide, but he's got the speed to press forward. Hopefully he can get into a decent spot. Definitely capable of bobbing up at this sort of level at decent odds, and I thought he was okay second up, fourth behind Apollo Boom. He might be ready to improve into the money at a bit of a price.
Pinjarra is the venue for WA Metro Racing. On Saturday, we have the WA Magic Millions races, and conveniently enough, that is where BJ Ryan's best of value bets come up. His best bet's in the two-year-old, race 6, Magic Millions WA, two-year-old classic. It's number 9, Nikovi, who is resuming, is the $3 favourite, despite the fact that she is a maiden, having only run the once and ran 5th, but that was as a $1.95 favourite, had no luck at all, and her trial apparently. They go right overboard on the trial form over in WA.
Yeah, there's a lot of spruiking goes on.
Yeah, so anyway, she is stepping out as favourite. Maiden, still, BJ reckons that the trial was very impressive, and she did indeed beat one of her main rivals here in that trial, Jericho Missile. So yeah, I guess you just got to hope that they do all try in the trials over there, not that they do anywhere else. But still, race 7, Magic Millions WA 3-year-old trophy sees BJ's value bet, and that's at about $12, and that is Platoon, number 3, also resuming. Had a trial about a month ago, in fact, a bit more than a month ago, without blinkers, but has been gelded, which so BJ is expecting to see a very much improved 3-year-old in the shape of Platoon. Probably finishing over the top, will need a genuinely run at 1,200 metres there. Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, Joel, in the North Island city of Hamilton, we have Group 1 action, the former Waikato Draft Sprint that we used to see some back in the days when New Zealanders were gone. New Zealanders do still come over and dominate the autumn, don't they? And they always used to resume in this race. Have we got any superstars? Well, actually, none of them are resuming. What's going on?
No, they've all been up and going, yeah. Well, there's three... Oh, I think there's four horses that are dominating the market all around the $3 to $5 mark. Melody Bell, Volpe Veloce, Art Rossen, who Aussies would know, I guess, to some degree. He was unable to fire for Mick Price, and High Flyer be the other one in the betting. We've seen him in Sydney before. I've gone Art Rossen. He's got to step up to weight for age, but he's gone bang since returning home and rejoining the Marsh stable. I put him on top of 8, Melody Bell, 1 High Flyer and 9, Volpe Veloce, so no surprises from me. The other group one is the Herbie Dyke Stakes, race 7. Also a weight for age over 2,000 metres, and Michael Rodd has made the trek from Singapore to Tarapa on Saturday, so that's a real highlight for the day. And he's on the odds on favourite Dan's Dance, who will be hard to beat. I've gone for number 1, Charles Road, to knock him off, though. At around the $8 mark, we saw him run a really good race in the Melbourne Cup at Massive Odds. Ran 7th, he's gone back to New Zealand, hit the line hard first up. He will continue to get better as he gets over a bit further, and still probably has to prove himself at weight for age, but I think he's worth a bet each way from Dan's Dance. 5 on the rocks and 3, Windspell. My best is Sacred Day, race 6, number 5, was up sharply in trip at Ellerslie on Karakamillion night. They walked, he got back to last, but he really attacked the line. I just think everything points to him breaking through for another win on Saturday with Rod aboard, and Charles Road was my value. Riccarton is the other meeting. My best bet is Morse Code. Forget last run, they went out to 1,400, back to 1,000. He'll be too quick for these, I would have thought, and my value is Smokehouse Bay, race 6, number 6.
Alrighty, another highlight of this weekend is Hobart Cup Carnival, Friday and Sunday. We've got the fields for Friday and a full 6-page form guide for Hobart Cup Day on Sunday. Kicking off on the Friday with Tasmanian Derby and Beau Mistress, the listed Tasmanian Derby. Adam Williams, our man in Tasmania, has gone for the local Glass Warrior for John Blacker to keep winning. I have gone for the Godolphin Raider Cossa Tot. So Adam with number 9, I'm with number 2. We got the same Quinella, I might add. Race 8, Sepple Beau Mistress is Group 3 at level weights for the mares over 1200. And I, on this occasion, am with my biddy, number 9, to beat Miss Norway, number 4, whereas Adam is with one of the locals resuming. Didn't come up last time, and that's Life on the Wire, number 1. Sunday, Hobart Cup Day, and the main race is race 8. I'm with one of the locals here, Count Da Vinci, has won before, won 2 years ago in 2017, to beat a couple of the raiders in Lamborghini and Al Galliel. And Adam is with one, another of the locals, number 3, East Ender, to beat Al Galliel and Count Da Vinci. The other Sunday feature is the Colac Cup, race 7 at Colac, Australian Lamb Company Colac Gold Cup. And Richo is with number 2, Strategic Demand, for Patrick Payne, despite barrier 15. Joel, anything else to add for the weekend?
No, that's about it. Canterbury Friday night, Tim's Principal, I see he's come up about 23-1. He might be worth a couple of dollars each way if you're just having a quiet night at Canterbury.
Okay, well, there you go. So pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Joel mentioning there Canterbury Friday night, there is of course also a Valley meeting, and we have full form for both, as well as the Friday day meetings, including the Hobart Twilight with a couple of black type races, straight through to our usual coverage on Saturday. And as we mentioned, there's a couple of real big meetings on the Saturday, and then through to Sunday, Hobart Cup and Colac Cup Day, four full form guides, fields for everywhere else, fields for Monday as well. The best value in racing is winning post at $5.50. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel.
We'll go Sondalon. So not one of the features, and last race of the day at Warwick Farm. I think we go hard on him on Saturday, and if he doesn't win, he might be barred. Race 9, number 5, I think he needs to take care of that lot if he's going to progress to bigger and better things.
And I'll just have my 20 on Caulfield, race 9, number 4, Avilius. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.